Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and how you be. At 6:32 and 45 seconds to go right along with it. On a Monday evening, right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the marathon 45-minute schmooze. Right up until the Nets. They're taking on the Pistons pregame, 7:15, right here on your fan, New York City.
Sell the team!
Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV. All right.
Him, what? Bring up, yeah, him, call him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Everybody. You would think I would have my mic on, but then again, I'm new in this business. James Dolan. Jimmy, what is with you? The main distinction between Dolan and the Pope is the Pope only expects you to kiss his ring. Here's an idea for the lead singer of JD and the Not So Straight Shots. Before you sell the team, how about selling your seat? If you know yourself to be paranoid and you know yourself to be insecure and you know yourself to be as sensitive as you are, and your skin is as thin as tissue paper, then sell your seat so feelings won't be hurt. Once you sell your seat, then you can work on selling the team. Selling the team makes for a clean and simple chant. What do you think? So let's hear it from the crowd at the next home game. Then he'll be kicking everybody out, and he'll be sitting all by his lonesome, free from all of that good advice. The reason we've yet to hear from the crowd, and you want to know why? You know why. We all know why. The reason we have all yet to know, I mean, why we don't hear from the crowd sell the team from everybody is because basically they're too busy booing and looking for the exit. Knickerbocker fans are looking for a Dolan exit strategy. One, sell your seat. Two, sell the team. And three, has already been done. The soul was sold a long time ago. The Garden doesn't employ security. Those aren't security guards at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Those are bouncers. And they did their job on the fan who only offered the good and sound advice over the weekend. If Dolan has his way, Dolan might have fans hanging literally from the rafters along with those jerseys of their favorite Knickerbockers. And the Knickerbockers of today and right now, everybody thought the culture might change. Everybody thought the narrative was going to be a little bit different. And what of development? The resurrection of the Knickerbockers, how you say, greatly exaggerated. this season, this horrific Knickerbocker season, I guess you can say a total eclipse of the fun. Some NFL headlines, and most of this you already know. Let me do my due diligence, and then we'll move forward. And later on after the Nets game, we'll go into this a little bit more. You heard about Landon Collins. 6 years, $84 million, and $45 million guaranteed. That'll be paid over 3 years, the $45 million guaranteed. So he can now afford a tarp to help cover his end of the field. The Giants, as you know, have the new guard from Cleveland and are showing interest in linebacker Deion Buchanan, who knows Betcher, the Butcher's D, from Arizona. The New York Jets, they're about to sign, as you know, Jamison Crowder, who knows from the slot. And the word is the Oakland Raiders, soon to be, whenever it may happen, I guess what, 2020, the Las Vegas silver and black orb with Antonio Brown, the silver and gray, or gray and what is it already? Gray and black. I don't think he knows from the colors, but he knows from a lot of money he's going to be making from them. And the Raiders, by the way, they're about to trade the guard, Kulichi Osemele. That's Kulichi Osemele to the New York Jets, replacing James Carpenter. A lot easier to say his name. So a new left guard to guard Sam. And the Raiders, by the way, printing money, and again with the Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown for a 3-5 and leaving the Steelers with $21 million in dead cap money. And the Raiders about to sign former Niner, where he was awful, former Patriot, where he was great, Trent Brown. And Trent Brown is going to be signing with the Raiders for the 4 years, $66 million deal with $36 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.